This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this extended Thanksgiving Day weekend. Have you had enough of the cold turkey sandwiches yet? I mean, they taste great, but after a while, you know what I'm saying? On our show this hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro will be joining us from Fox News. She's got a new book out that we're going to be talking about. Very interesting. Later on, a dear friend of ours, a country legend. We've got another Ronnie on the show, Ronnie Milton. And then we'll be chatting with Terry Gans, who's going to be talking about a healthy food that tastes good this holiday season. Boy, I never thought I'd hear those words in the same sentence. Healthy and tastes good. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today, and if you heard me for many, many years, you know that I really appreciate our next guest being here. She's quite a lady, there's no doubt about it, and she's part of the Fox lineup, Justice, with Judge Jeanine. She had, I think the last time she was on the show, she was talking about her number one New York best-selling book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and now she's got a brand new book that kind of picks up where that left off. And it's called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. Joining us right now is the Honorable Judge Jeanine Pirro. Hi, Judge. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, I am great, and I'm thrilled to be back with you. And I remember the last time I was on, and you're absolutely right. This is a follow-up to Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. I mean, after I saw the corruption in the Department of Justice and the DOJ at the upper echelons, obviously, I realize that when I step back, there's a lot going on in all of America in an effort to change the way we are and the way our founding fathers, anticipated we would live. And so I wrote this book because I thought it was important for Americans to know what's going on and what the facts are behind my argument.
Judge, how difficult is it to write a book about current events that change minute by minute, day by day, and still keep it relevant?
Boy, if that isn't the $64,000 question. You know, I begin the book by talking about the fact that just like in the other book, Liars and Leakers, I mean, in the age of Trump, everything works at lightning speed.
Right.
You know, because there isn't a day that goes by that something doesn't happen that's newsworthy. And so you constantly try to keep up, and you're writing the book, and it's just about to go to print. You say, wait a minute, I want to add this, I want to add that. You know, it's not like the same days, you know, 10, 20 years ago, when you can write a book and kind of let it go to print and nothing changed. But we try, and what I did was I tried very hard to make sure that this book had all the facts in it, and there's about 30 pages of footnotes, which I've always hated, by the way, to support what I'm talking about when I say they're trying to change America, from the First Amendment and free speech to, you know, taking people off of Twitter and Facebook on the right, ghosting conservatives, doxing us, and even Deborah Messing, that actress in Hollywood who comes out and says, I want to know the names of all the people who are going to a Trump fundraiser out here in L.A. because we need to let people know that we're not interested in working with them. Well, if this isn't McCarthyism
right.
of the left, and if this isn't a classic example of how these radicals are so resistant and so out to get revenge, it is absolutely frightening. I mean, if you exercise your First Amendment freedom, then what you've got to do is you've got to be able to do it and not have fear that you are supportive of one particular candidate or another. And they are changing everything. And then Antifa comes out, you know, these cowards in these ninja outfits, and they cover their face up, and they then start attacking people on the right, and police tell them to stand, the police are being told to stand down, and they're not making arrests in these cases. This is all part of a plot to change the country, to change the idea of law and order and respect for authority. And you can see it at the border as well, where illegals are let in, 144,000 one month, and it is really frightening.
Don't even bring up the Hollywood crew, because, boy, I tell you, who cares what they think, really? And that goes back for centuries. Who cares what these people think, just because they're on the big screen or on TV? You're talking about the left have a radical plan to remake America. Do you think that they actually sat down at some point and pre-planned this, or they planted the seed and then liberals kind of got caught up in it, and they don't even know for most part where it's leading? I mean, it just seems like, you know, a rumor in school about, you know, some boy or some girl, and all of a sudden catches fire and they can't control it anymore. Thinking of how they think this country should run. Border is a good example of that. The economy is a good example of that. The restoration of our constitutional is an example of that. It just seems like it's gone haywire on them.
Well, it has. And, you know, you're so right. I think what happens is you get a few people who start saying, you know, Donald Trump is a racist, and all people who support him, therefore, are racist. And then that catches on. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, Hollywood, the Hollywood hypocrites, which I talked about in my last book,
right.
Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. I mean, you know, think about careers, okay? You're an actor. You spend your life spouting the words of other people. You know, how about you get an original thought as
right.
opposed to being out there and just repeating for a living what other people tell you to say.
Yeah.
But I think all in all, I think it's just the left who are just resistant to what the American people did by putting Donald Trump in the Oval Office. And so they're gonna start, you know, latching on to whatever theory of hate. And think about this. Have you heard from the Democrat clown car, I call them, those Democrats running for president, anything about Russia collusion in any of these debates? No. Because even though they, for 2 years, fractured this country, that Donald Trump is a Putin puppet, he is a Russian asset, he is an individual who, you know, is for sale to the Russians, now they don't even mention it because even they know it was fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going forward, they're just going to start repeating what somebody else says as long as they hate Donald Trump. And I got to tell you and your listeners, one of the most important things that we can do going forward is not just vote in federal elections, but vote in local elections,
right.
Where school board elections, where they decide what our children are going to be taught. The millennials today believe in American socialism. They think that that's a good thing. I mean, they just have images of themselves running around in the lily field, and life is good and nobody works, which is so stupid. Look at Venezuela. That even Bernie Sanders 11 years ago, or 9 years ago, I should say, said on his United States Senate website, I think it was in 2011, he said something like, Venezuela is a perfect example of how socialism works. Well, now that women are giving birth on the side of the road and people can't get food, you know, we realize that socialism is a disaster. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I think that people should be happy with the economy is soaring now. Capitalism works. More jobs than people to fill them. And on. More African Americans employed than ever in American history. And they want to call this guy a racist. I mean, none of this makes sense. Hispanics, the lowest unemployment ever. And yet they want to say he's not letting people in because he's, you know, he doesn't like Hispanics. I mean, he respects law and order. That's what it's about. And yet they want ICE destroyed. They want, they don't support the police or law and order. They don't support the military. I mean, and it goes on in the book as to what I think the plot is.
Well, you know, it's funny because in the latest news, you see now where the liberals are going after hush money that was paid to accused female companions. They've been down that road before. They have made that journey before, and they're just going back to it. And, you know, political parties have argued throughout our whole democracy, but it's how they argue right now. It's what they say right now. It's how they say it right now that really has me concerned. I mean, you know, they really went to the mats with his golf weekend while this hurricane was coming in. Really? I mean, during the whole month of August, the House took a break. You talk about the Christmas of 2018 when he sat in the White House while the House and the Senate went home for the holidays. He even had his family leave the White House to go to Mar-a-Lago while he sat there waiting for representatives to come in and talk about the next year's budget. And they were gone. And the Democrats really do not have, and I'm not taking sides, this is just fact, okay? They do not have a formidable candidate. I mean, Biden looks presidential, but geez, so did Warren G. Harding look presidential. But look what it got there. I don't understand where the silent majority of Trump supporters are other than at the rallies. Why are they not speaking out at the volume that the Democrats are speaking out? I mean, that's the thing that is probably very...
That's a good question, and I get asked that a lot. And I think that it's because we respect law and order. We're not going to, like Antifa, beat up people on the left. We're not going to call them out. And we're not going to take them off of Twitter and Facebook and all that. But you got to understand, the media is aligned with the left. So the media has tremendous power. And kudos to Donald Trump for identifying the fake news that we've seen, especially during that 2 years of the Russia collusion delusion, where this nation was fractured.
Judge, we're going to pause for a second. We have to take a quick break. Our guest is Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News. Her TV show is Justice with Judge Jeanine, and her brand new book is out right now as we speak. It is entitled Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America, a follow-up to her previous book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And the judge and myself will return live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with more of Ron Sedgie today. Our guest is staying over another segment, Judge Jeanine Pirro, whose new book is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge from Fox News. In your book, how do you describe a President Trump supporter?
The forgotten men and women who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 are the people who are working. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to take care of their families. And they're not interested in going out and, you know, marching and getting crazy the way they do on the left. It's just a different mentality. And, you know, they're too busy paying the taxes that end up paying for all the things that the left thinks is wrong with this country. You know, as we let in illegals, the social net in this country is further and further minimized because we have to pay for education, medication, housing, food stamps for, I mean, in 1 month, 144,000 people coming through the border in October of 2018. I mean, this is lunacy. And so we are just different. We have a different respect, and we're not crazed like they are with Donald Trump. In fact, we believe in him. We believe in America. We believe in free speech, and we also believe in the fact that there should be a presumption of innocence. You know, when you've got a guy like Brett Kavanaugh, the closest thing to an altar boy in an adult male that I've ever seen, and he's accused of being a gang rapist without the presumption of innocence, and you've got this Mazie Hirono, a United States senator, who says all women need to be believed and men should just shut up. You got to worry about what their issues are, where they're coming from on this stuff. It's not good stuff. Very bad. But we're different.
What about Comey? I mean, why isn't he being charged with anything when he's been accused of a crime that's a felony?
Well, here's what I think, and I have not spoken to Bill Barr about this, but, you know, hope springs eternal for me on this one. As a prosecutor, one of the things that I would not want to do is start a bunch of prosecutions and then lose the first one because you're in the D.C. area, the D.C. jury pool, which is definitely focused left as opposed to right. And they might not see this as a serious crime it is. And I'm hoping that they go after the FISA court corruption and they go after the more serious offenses, and that's when they're going to do the indicting. I think they passed on this one. Whether or not they're trying to get some kind of, you know, look, we're not haters. We didn't just go after him when we could have. And it could simply be that, you know, they're waiting for when they've got a guaranteed conviction.
You describe Attorney General Barr as a locomotive. I sometimes wonder why he doesn't take action quicker and more publicly. But you say it's like trying to knock a locomotive off of a track. He's going to go at a certain speed and nothing's going to get in his way. And I see that happening right now. You know, we have come a long way as far as how we criticize people in the media and how we criticize presidents and how presidents criticize people since the days of Harry Truman when he told the journalist, you're going to need a beefsteak for your eye for giving my daughter a bad review. And you know what? Yeah. I don't think it's in the right direction. I think that this thing has gotten down and dirty, and it's just because they got a thing for the president. And I'm a presidential buff. I know I do an entertainment show here, but I got a replica of the Oval Office in my home. I love presidential history, and I have never seen a situation quite like this before. Who do you predict to be the Dem candidate in 2020, Judge?
Well, look, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden. The guy really doesn't know what state he's in at any given moment, and, you know, physical or mental, I guess. I suspect it'll be Elizabeth Warren. I think she's got a lot of energy. I don't think it's going to be Bernie Sanders. And unless somebody comes out, and I don't know what the deadline is for them to come out and announce for president, then, you know, grab your popcorn and watch these debates, because Donald Trump is the tip of the spear. Donald Trump has more energy. He's more aware of what's going on than any of these Democrats. And I describe it in the book. I talk about, you know, the Democrat clown car. I talk about the fact that they're going over the cliff. And you're right. I'm so proud of you. You actually did read the book where I talk about Bill Barr. He's like a slow locomotive. He's going to get there. Make no mistake. There's nobody's going to push him off the track. There's nobody who's going to make him miss the final stop. He is going to do this slowly, methodically, and according to his own speed. And I have hope and faith that Bill Barr will do something about the corruption at the Department of Justice under James Comey. James Comey is an individual who fractured this country, because but for his looking and leaking information to get to the New York Times to get a special counsel, we would never have gone through 2 years of this Russia collusion delusion. And, you know, so we'll see what the future holds. But the book goes through all of this, and it is up to the minute in terms of the candidates and the Democrats and which charges might be imposed if you know, the Attorney General so wishes.
First of all, I want you to know, Judge, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, okay?
Thank you.
I really could. I really enjoy talking to you. I enjoy watching you, and you bring out what you're thinking is what you're saying, and that's what a lot of people in this business sometimes are reluctant to do, and what they're thinking half the time is mush anyway, especially on some of the cable channels. But you really bring it into the forefront and understandable for the general public. The new book is out right now. It's follow-up to Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. It is called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America, and it's fascinating. Now, you got to do me a favor. I know you are on a horrendous schedule. Every time I turn on the radio, every time I turn on television, you are there. But you have to promise me that you're going to come back soon and talk some more, because you know you're always welcome here and you're a real friend of the show.
I appreciate that. I really do. And I thank you so much. And also thank you to your listeners. And hopefully, you know, as we go into 2020, you know, that things will calm down a little. But you know what? I'm not so sure. I think it's going to get crazier before it gets better.
Yeah.
But at some point, they've got to recognize he's the president and there are rules to be followed. And I very much appreciate being with you, too. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Judge. And I want to make mention of the fact that it was very nice of you to dedicate this book to your late mom. That was sweet.
Oh, break my heart. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Judge.
Bye-bye.
Our guest has been New York Times bestselling author and the host of Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. Her new book is out right now called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. We're talking about Judge Jeanine Pirro. And I want to make mention here as a little disclaimer. This show is an entertainment show. We, you know, are kind of promo it as the Tonight Show of radio, where we try and keep everything light and nice and don't get into, you know, heavy issues. But every once in a while, it's nice to talk to somebody in the media that is talking about current events. I do not want to portray that I'm taking one view or the other. I just happen to, in this particular book, agree with a lot of the judge's observations. If there's anybody that would like to counter those and want to join us on the show, they're welcome to do so. You know, we've had Chris Matthews on the air. We've had Larry O'Donnell on the air. Please take it for what it is. It is a very interesting, and there's a lot of truth behind it, too. And there's more to come live out across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A wintry storm is threatening Thanksgiving travelers as it moves eastward. Travel could be rough in many places like western Colorado with high winds and plenty of snow. Earlier this week, another storm dumped tons of rain and snow in the west.
They were telling us for a week we were going to get it, and we got it.
Now a new storm is expected as millions of holiday travelers make their way home.
The rain was going horizontal, and you could hardly see.
In Arizona, the National Weather Service says three tornadoes ripped through the Phoenix area on Friday, leaving behind a path of debris and destruction. Just northeast of Phoenix, two children are dead and another is missing after a family vehicle was swept away by floodwaters. The Northeast is preparing for an ice storm. Flights are already being canceled or delayed in Denver and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live all across the USA and around the world. That is from a great CD that's out right now, long overdue, from one of the best in the business. It's called If You Don't Want Me. Joining us right now with his new album, Country Again, is our friend Ronnie Millsap. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing?
All right, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a delight, and as we both know, two Rons don't make a right, but we're going to try and make it happen, right?
Hey, two Rons do make a right.
They do make a right. I like your thinking. I really do. Ronnie, I got to tell you, this is a great CD. I know you haven't recorded a country CD in about 5 years, that you did a gospel one back in 2009, but this is hot stuff.
Yeah, well, fans talked about it. They said, hey, Millsap, are you ever going to record another country album? And I said, yeah, I certainly could. And then, you know, a lot of folks talked to me enough about it, and a disc jockey friend of mine from here in town said, you need to do that. And I had the songs to do it, and going in the studio and doing it was a real joy. Making records today on the computer is so much faster than it used to be with analog. Here it is, out.
And you're right about the technique. I mean, remember the days, boy, we're really going to date ourselves now, when you did everything, instrumental was on one track, the vocal was on the other, and if the bass player made a mistake, even though everything else was good, you did the whole thing all over again?
Yeah, sure do. I remember that, Ron.
Yeah, tape number 704. And you know the other thing, too? There was a little bit of aura to it. I mean, everybody was there. You know what I'm saying? It was like a live performance.
Well, I still believe the best performances for records are captured when everybody in the studio was playing.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Boy, what a career. 7 Grammy Awards, 8 Country Music Association Awards, 4 Academy of Country Music Awards. Been at the Grand Ole Opry since 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has sold 35 million records and 40 number one hits. And they said it wasn't going to happen, Ronnie. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was told when I graduated from high school in Raleigh, I'd studied 12 years of classical music, and I said, I want to be in the music business. And they said, no, you can't do that because you'll fail. You'll wind up being a liability to the state. We want you to do something academic, like, why don't you become a lawyer?
Oh, great.
I said, okay. Well, I guess I could do that. We'll send you anywhere to college in the United States if you'll just study law. I said, okay. So I started going to school over in Georgia. Right around the same time, I went to a Ray Charles concert in Atlanta, and I got backstage in his dressing room, the piano in the dressing room. To make a long story short, I got to play 3 songs for Ray Charles. And I said, everybody that's sponsoring my education wants me to be a lawyer, and I want to be in music. And he heard me sing, and he said, well, son, you can be a lawyer if you want to, but there's a lot of music in your heart. If I were you, I'd follow what my heart tells me to do.
Wow, what a story. I mean, to be able to play for the great Ray Charles, I mean, that in itself is success.
Yeah, I was 20, and I was nervous, and I said, man, you are the high priest.
He is.
And I've got all your records, and I love Ray Charles' records. Obviously, I always have. Big fan of Ray's. He gave me that piece of advice.
Wow. Well, it couldn't come from anybody better. Nobody sang a soul song like Ray Charles. I mean, if you did a cover of a Ray Charles song, you had to have a lot of guts.
Yeah, you did. Well, the thing about it, too, he changed the whole landscape of country music.
Yeah. Well, you did too, though. I mean, you brought country soul into the whole thing. I mean, you changed it unbelievably.
You know, when I came into it in 1973, I knew I came to Nashville to be involved in country music. And I was lucky to be managed by the same manager that was managing Charlie Pride. This guy got me a deal with RCA and got me on major television. He got me off to a blazing start.
I know this late you inducted your good friend Keith Urban to the Music City Hall of Fame. You're on my pal Jimmy Fallon's show, too. But let's talk about this CD, which was between yourself and Rob Gilbreth. This song, If You Don't Want Me To, has a dance craze to it. I mean, you're like the country Chubby Checker here with this thing.
Yeah, well, it's an odd history because It came out as a B-side on a couple of singles, and it was issued in Louisiana on jukeboxes.
Wow.
And so from this B-side, they created this dance called The Freeze from this song. And, you know, anytime I go to Louisiana, I have to play it three or four times before they let me leave the building.
Really?
Yeah. And they play it for just about any major event that they have, weddings, any kind of celebration, they always play this song. And a guy mentioned to me one night, he said, is this available on CD? And I said, no, it's not. He said, that's a shame. If you'd put that on a CD, you'd sell a million copies right here in Louisiana. Well, Ron, we're about to find out.
Well, you're putting it all in my hands now, right? I better sell some million copies of this.
Well,
thing.
You know, it's out there, and it's doing well.
It's a good song.
We had to go back and find the original recording and just remaster it.
Well, you did a heck of a job, and in the CD I Have My Hands Country Again, there are 12 tracks, which is very cool. A lot of times, artists will try and get 10 on a CD. You got 12.
No. Joe Galante was he was the king of the 9-song album.
That's right. I forgot about
yeah.
9 songs on an album. That's pretty funny. That is unbelievable.
He is a dear friend of mine, though. He's a sweetheart, and he's somebody that really was a great record man back in the days of RCA. He was the real deal.
Yeah, that was the heydays of RCA. There's no doubt about it. When you are performing, you are an artist to be reckoned with. You're in the song. You know what I'm saying? You're in the song.
Well, I do think you've got to live it. It's like anything. If I'm going to be singing a song, and I must say, live performance is the best thing I
absolutely.
Do, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, singing for Pro Tools or tape machines is one thing. We're singing for an audience is so much better.
No doubt.
Because you get feedback.
Yep. You get immediate reaction, whether it's love or hate, you get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know if you're on or you know if it's an off night, you're going to find that out too.
That's right. Now, are you doing a lot of road work these days, Ronnie?
Yeah, I sure am. We're still doing that.
Ronnie, are you going to be down in Orlando or Florida?
I know we will, Ron. I'm just not sure what that schedule is. I know we're doing the Grand Ole Opry. I have to do that occasionally because I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
You're a member. You know who was all excited about being members recently were the Oak Ridge Boys. They're all pumped up. Yeah, they couldn't wait to get in there.
Who else got in just recently?
I know.
Rascal Flatts.
I do remember.
They're in there, too.
I do remember, though, Ronnie, that the late Little Jimmy Dickens was the legendary singer and entertainer from the Grand Ole Opry that introduced the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were very excited about that. Of course, we lost Little Jimmy Dickens, but he was a great guy, wasn't he? Yeah, he had to be your friend, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, RonnieMilsap.com is where you want to go to check out where he's going to be, and this new CD, Ronnie, is a home run for you. It's a grand slam. It's called Country Again, and it's got 12 new cuts, and it's done by one of the real legends and nice men in this business, Ronnie Milsap. Hey, Ronnie, I'm going to check this calendar to see if you're going to be down in our neck of the woods. If you are, I'm going to come and backstage, and we're going to visit.
I'd love that. Tap me on the shoulder and tell me who you are, and I'll remember.
I believe you would.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you, man, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And
Ronnie, we've been doing this show for 27 years, over a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just embarrassed in that time period that we haven't had you on the show more often because you're such a great guest.
Well, I am too.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm the one who should have asked you. So when I ask you again...
Well, I'm always happy to come on. Should you ever want me to come on again, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have you. Let's do it. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ron.
Ronnie Milsap, a brand new CD, Country Again. Get it. It's got some great material on it and a dance craze. Go to RonnieMilsap.com. And as Ronnie mentioned earlier in the interview, can you believe having an audience and playing 3 songs backstage in the dressing room for Ray Charles? I don't think if you're in the music business, whether you're an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever the case may be, doing that for the great Ray Charles had to be an experience of a lifetime. Ronnie Milsap, live all across the USA and around the world, you are with Ron Segi today.
Don't tempt me with your eyes, I fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Wide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, our next guest, who's quite a lady, has some great news. And I mean that because typically, whenever something is good for you, it tastes terrible. Now, here we got something that's good for you, and it tastes fantastic. And our guest, of course, has been seen on the Dr. Oz Show, Good Morning America, ABC News, Fox Business. She also has a bi-monthly blog and newsletter. She is a dietitian, nutritionist, yoga teacher. She's a lot of things, and she's now our guest, Carrie Gans. Hi, Carrie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, some great Ron. Welcome. I mean, I'm great to be here.
Well, I have to tell you, I meant what I said in the introduction. So many times you hear what are things that you should eat and do that are good for you, and none of them taste or look or feel any good. Now you've done a study, and I knew that for a long time that almonds were good for your health from the standpoint of health benefits with your heart. But now you're going to tell us that it's good for your skin, too.
Yes, Ron, I am going to tell you that. There was a study that was recently done, a pilot study by the Almond Board of California. And what they found that was eating two servings of almonds a day, which is about a handful, could possibly help to reduce wrinkle width and severity. The study was done on postmenopausal women. There were 28 in the study group, and half were put on the almonds and the other half were not. They were in a nut-free snack. And at the end of the 16 weeks is when they found these amazing results.
Wow. How did you even approach it? What gave these people the initiative to do it, thinking that somewhere along the line that there was more benefits to almonds than just heart health?
Let's put it this way. There's been so much information about almonds, okay? Like you said, the heart health. There's also the weight management benefit. There's possibly help with diabetes for those individuals with diabetes. But almonds have vitamin E in them, and there's been a slight connection of vitamin E and skin, but why not then take a look at the complete food? So I can't say for sure who the geniuses were who created this idea, but it only made sense. Like, okay, if it has all this good stuff in it, let's see what else it could do.
Okay, and it's also protecting cells from damaging effects of free radicals, which we hear so much about, caused by pollution, the sun, cigarette smoke, and, you know, other environmental problems that we face in this country.
Exactly. I mean, that's what vitamin E is a nutrient known for. But, Ron, the study particularly did not look at the individual nutrient. It looked at the whole food. So almonds have lots of great things in them. It has vitamin E, yes, but it also has magnesium. It has calcium. It has iron in it. It has fiber. It has protein. Lots of important nutrients for our health.
How many almonds do you have to eat a day to have this effect take place?
Well, the study, the pilot study, had in it two servings, and a serving is about a handful, and that is 23 almonds, to be exact.
Okay. Now, you know, a lot of times you see almonds that are salted. That probably doesn't do it as much as just a pure almond, right?
Well, the study did not use salted. It used whole natural.
Okay.
But I'll be honest with you, Ron, I happen to love salted almonds.
Yeah, me too. That's why I asked the question. There was always a flip to it, and I'm glad to hear that you did it that way. Now, what about almond milk? Because I drink that. In fact, I was with a bunch of people last night, and we were talking about it, and they said, almond milk? I said, yeah, I love it. Does that still have the benefits that you're talking about than if you eat just pure almonds?
Well, Ron, I love that you love almond milk, and again, so do I, but the study that I'm talking to you about did not look at almond milk. So in relationship to reducing the wrinkles, that looked at the whole almond itself.
Mm-hmm. How long after you start this routine can you notice a difference?
Well, the study was after 16 weeks.
Wow.
So that was pretty quick.
I'll say. Yeah, that was very, very quick. And, you know, what's amazing to me, as I mentioned in the introduction, is that, you know, almonds are good. Why is it that everything that's good for you doesn't taste good? And for once, almonds are a solution to a problem that can help your health and still, you know.
And still taste good.
Let me tell you something. I could mow through two of those servings in a New York heartbeat. Let's be honest.
I'm sure you could, as most people could.
Yeah.
No, I love that you appreciate the tastiness of almonds.
Oh, yeah.
And it is nice when you have something that tastes good and is good for you. I mean, it's a win-win.
What about these bars that you get, you know, these cereal bars or power bars that have almonds in it? Is that as well as just the pure almonds?
Well, there will be health benefits to eating anything with almonds. But once again, as far as looking at the results of how it will appear, you know, for the wrinkle study, that was done on whole almonds, not on bar.
Okay. Now, let's talk for a second about the heart. And I know we're talking about the skin. What
okay.
about the heart? What is it in almonds that makes a heart healthier and the benefits of it?
Well, interesting question, and I don't have the exact answer for you. Once again, I mean, when we look at almonds, we're looking at the complete package. So it's hard for me to pinpoint one particular nutrient. when we're looking at multiple nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about this was done with 28 healthy postmenopausal women, okay?
Yes.
What about men, though? Does it have the same reaction?
I was waiting for you to ask that question, Ron.
Well, and I wasn't going to let you get away until I did.
Exactly. The answer is, I don't know.
Really?
I hope that there will be. I think that I'm going to think positively, but all I know for now is that the study was done in postmenopausal women.
Is there going to be one for men?
I can't say. Do you think there should be?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're worried about wrinkles, too, you know. That.
Of course you are. And maybe down the road, I mean, there's a bigger study going on right now, and eventually I say we got to go to men. I agree with you, Ron.
Yeah, that's surprising that it wasn't even an initiative originally, because I would think that, of course, you know, the women's makeup is a little bit different. That's interesting that...
You know, we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a pilot study. It was only 28 participants.
Uh-huh.
Who knows what will be on the horizon?
Yeah, well, I certainly hope that there's more on the horizon for
the There's going to be more, Ron.
Tell us about the small change diet that you authored.
Oh, well, that's just all about making small, simple changes to be healthier. You know, diets always are making you want to give up the foods you love. It's too drastic. I wrote a book that really was about making small changes. So, for example, you're not presently eating a healthy breakfast. Then you start with just eating breakfast. Then you try to make it healthier. Then you try to maybe add, you know, almonds into your breakfast. It's all about doing things gradually. Small changes as opposed to doing too much at once, which you cannot sustain.
I subscribe to that. Certainly do. Where can we go, Carrie, for more information?
For more information, go to almonds, that's plural, .com/wrinkles.
Okay. And now, when we get to the men's survey, are you going to come back and we're going to talk about that, right?
That's if you invite me back, Ron, I will be back.
This is the invitation, okay, right now. So
okay.
We're going to mark it in stone. Hey, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Almond Day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
You know, I forgot to mention, November is National Healthy Skin Month. So this is right in the venue that we want to be for skin care and almonds. Our guest has been registered dietitian and nutritionist, our friend Carrie Gans. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look. That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgie today. I hope you've enjoyed the past 2 hours. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of this extended holiday show. And our guests include, from Chicago, Robert Lamb and Lee Lockney, actress Valerie Bertinelli, Stone Cold Steve Austin, comedian Bill Engvall, Judge Jeanine Pirro, country legend Ronnie Milsap, and Carrie Gann. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.